Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, and as promised, Jimmy Akin with us this hour. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of many books, including the recent Teaching with Authority, How to Cut Through Doctrinal Confusion and Understand What the Church Really Says. If you have a question for Jimmy on any aspect of Christian faith, whether it's the Bible, the sacraments, the moral teachings of the church, or if you have a more generally religious or philosophical question, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. Take note of it if you plan on calling, because we won't be giving it out a lot during this hour, that phone number, 888-318-7884. Open forum is also, I should say, open to anyone, whether you are Catholic or not, whether you're thinking about becoming Catholic or you're not sure whether you want to stay a Catholic. Anybody, you can call with your question, 888-318-7884. And it's particularly exciting around here because everybody's in the building. They're either here with us in the studio or they're answering calls, because it is our time to come to you to ask you for your help. Quarterly, we come to you and ask you to fund us for the next quarter. People are extremely generous when we do, and it is extremely humbling to see the results. That number, if you'd like to call to make a pledge of support, is 888-291-8000. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Hello, Cy. It's going okay. I see we have, at the moment, a lot of phone lines open, so people can call in right now. And we've got staffers just sitting at their desk waiting to receive your call. In fact, I can see across the hall, Darren, producer of Catholic Answers Live, is sitting at his desk waiting to receive a call. So we have people standing by to help you out. Good news is, from last hour, we did meet our matching challenge.
Yay!
It was kind of a struggle, especially early in the hour, but folks pulled it together and we were able to do that. And we have a new challenge this hour. Once again, it's $20,000, and
wow,
we have less than an hour to get that matched. If we're able to match it, it means $40,000 to us. So please, while we have these phone lines that are all open, this is a great time to call. So give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. If you're in another country and you can't call the toll-free number, or if you're listening after the show is over by podcast or something like that, or on YouTube or Facebook or however you listen, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And it even works, CatholicAnswersRadio.com does, with your mobile phone. It's designed to be easy to use no matter what electronic device you're using. So please call us, 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a number of things that we want to be able to give you as thank you gifts in exchange for your generosity. One thing that's new today,
yes,
that we're able to offer people who give a donation in any amount, is an audio talk by Father Hugh
Barber.
Yeah. Of on the subject of prayer. How to Pray is the name of the talk. Prayer is a subject that's very dear to Father Hugh's heart. He's made a special study of it, and he's put together a special talk that you'll get as a free download when you make a donation in any amount. We also have some other thank you gifts that we want to give people who are also able to give in various amounts. Cy, can you tell us about those?
Sure. As Jimmy said, anyone who calls and makes a pledge gets that talk from Father Hugh Barber. If you're able to make a monthly pledge of $18 per month or more, two things will happen. First, we will get a match for the entire amount of that pledge for the year. So immediately you have given, it's as if you have given the full amount already. The match will be given to us. And that number, again, 888-291-8000. But we're also going to send you two books that have been made available to us by two very fine publishers. The Day Is Now Far Spent by Cardinal Robert Sarra, that is on the current condition of Western culture, current condition of Christianity, and what the future prospects are, including a lot of hopeful suggestions on how to improve those prospects. We really love you to have Cardinal Sarra's book. We'll also send you Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians by Mike Aquilina. That's from Emmaus Road Publishing. And both of those come to you, as I said, at the $18 a month or more pledge level.
So let's pause for just a second there. Those are $18 or more a month. And we have various people who've been pledging at that that level or better. For example, James has made a $25 a month pledge. He'll be receiving both of those. Susie has made more than $20 a month pledge, so she'll be receiving those. And lots of other people have been making recurring monthly pledges. Even if it's in a smaller amount, it still adds up, and you'll still be receiving those books. But I understand we have another thank you gift for people who are able to give at higher amounts.
If you are able to give at that higher amount of $45 per month or more, $45 a month or more, we are able to send you both of those first two books that I mentioned. And we'll add Peter by Dr. Tim Gray, a DVD plus a set of DVDs plus study guide in the Lectio series from the Augustine Institute. All these are just always fantastic things that I think you'll really appreciate getting to know who Peter is, what he did, and what his ministry signifies for the rest of the history of the church.
For example, Michael is giving more than $50 a month, and so he'll be receiving that. Also, Alphonse has made a one-time donation of $500, so he'll be receiving that. Thank you so much, Michael and Alphonse. Also, if you're able to give $1,000 or more, you'll be enrolled in one of the Catholic Answers special giving societies, either the President's Club at $1,000 a year or the Founders Circle at $5,000 a year. And that gives you a whole variety of benefits, including, among other things, everything Catholic Answers publishes over the course of the next year. And as we talked about yesterday, you don't have to give the $1,000 or the $5,000 all at once. You can give it over a 12-month period, and it'll still, over the course of that year, add up to the amount, and you'll be enrolled in the club and get the benefits. An example of someone in that category is Jason. Jason is making a monthly donation of $100 a month. And so over the course of the year, that'll put him in the President's Club. He'll get everything that we publish in the course of the next year. And if you can just afford $84 a month, that then would qualify. In. So want to thank everybody who's been donating. In order to meet the $20,000 challenge this hour, we do need to hear from folks. We've got some lines open, but we have people standing by waiting to take your call to make the giving process as swift and easy as possible. And thank you in advance.
888-291-8000 is that number. We go back to the other phone now, the one that brings questions to us, and we go to Charlie in Ventura, California. Charlie, your question for Jimmy Aiken.
Hello. I wanted to ask about dying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew's gospel, it talks about how Jesus, he asked us he says, anyone who loses his life for my sake will save it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that?
Well, so there are a couple of different things we should probably talk about here. The first one is the general concept of dying to yourself. And what that really means is being willing to deny yourself things that you would like for a higher purpose. And that can be a voluntary thing where you might say, you know, I'd like a dessert tonight or something. But just as an act of discipline, just to train myself, I'm going to not have one tonight. Maybe I'll have one tomorrow, but I'm not going to have one tonight, just as a way of demonstrating to myself that I am not mastered by my passions, that I can deny myself when called upon to forego things I would like for a greater good. And then there's the other situation, which is when we actually are called upon to forego something we would like for the greater good. That can be denying ourselves pleasure when we're tempted to sin. It could also be undergoing hardship in order to do something good for someone else, like maybe taking care of a sick person, and that's not always a pleasant experience, but someone needs to take care of them. And then sort of the highest form of this, or certainly one of the highest forms, is being willing actually to lose one's life for the sake of the gospel. That's the situation known as martyrdom. It's rare, fortunately, in most of the world today. It is a situation that Christians are sometimes called upon to face. We don't need to seek it out. That's something that has been made very clear. Jesus himself said, if they persecute you in one town, you can go to another. So it's something that we don't seek out, but if the situation requires it, we need to be willing to lay down our lives for Christ, and God will give us the graces we need to do that at the time we face that situation. So we don't need to worry about it in advance and imagine, ooh, gee, I feel kind of weak right now. Would I really be able to stand up to that? Well, you don't have the graces now that God will give you then, so you don't have to worry about that. But the basic principle of dying to oneself is simply being willing to forego things that you would like in order to achieve some good.
Thank you very, very much for that call. I hope that was helpful, Charlie. We go now to, let me just get it here. Abraham in Irvine, California. Abraham, your question for Jimmy.
Hi there.
Hi, Abraham.
So my question is about the difference between transubstantiation, which is what we believe as Catholics, mm-hmm. and consubstantiation, which is what Lutherans believe. I'm a youth minister here, and one of our students goes to a Lutheran college, mm-hmm. and I just want to be able to better explain that for her.
Okay. Well, she may not favor the term consubstantiation. She may be fine with it because that term is often used to describe the Lutheran understanding of the real presence. But she may not like it either, so you should be aware of that, because a lot of Lutherans don't like the term consubstantiation. It sounds kind of scholastical to them, and they prefer using the language of saying that Christ's body and blood are present in, with, and under the bread and wine. Now, as far as I can tell, the two positions really mean the same thing. Consubstantiation implies that in addition to Christ's body and blood being present, the bread and wine are also present. That's what the con in consubstantiation means. It's from the Latin word cum, which means with. So the idea is the body and blood are there in, with, and under the bread and wine. So that's a terminological issue that you may encounter. In terms of why Catholics don't believe that, it's because, in part, of the way that Jesus articulates this teaching. He doesn't say something like, this contains my body and blood. He says, this is my body and this is my blood. And that suggests, or not just suggests, but states an identification of the two. The question then is, does he mean it literally or not? And for a variety of reasons, we can show, yes, he does mean it literally, which is something that Lutherans at least agree that Christ's body and blood are literally present. That's good. But it's not just that they're present. He's also indicating that it's identified now as the consecrated elements. And so that implies that the substance of bread and wine, the reality of the bread and wine, is no longer present and has become the body and blood of Christ, so that we use transubstantiation. Trans means across, you know, like a transcontinental railway. And so it conveys the idea of going from one thing to another. And so the bread and wine have gone from being bread and wine to being the body and blood of Christ. And so we say transubstantiation is a fitting term for that change in the Catholic Church.
Abraham, thank you very, very much for the question. It is open forum. If you have a question for Jimmy Akin, you are welcome to call as well. The number is, as usual for that, 888-318-7884. Right now, I want to give you out another number. However, I want to give out the pledge drive number again. We are more than halfway through our pledge drive now, and we need your help. 888-291-8000 is that number, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just to reset a little bit, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Every dollar pledged will be matched up to $20,000 by a generous donor. We're able to offer you some enticements in that direction or some thank yous in that direction. One, for every single person who donates, no matter what the amount they donate, we are going to send you an audio version of a talk from Father Hugh Barber on prayer, how to pray. And if you don't know Father Hugh Barber, he is our chaplain here, and you will be very happy to have this how to pray audio talk from Father Hugh Barber. If you're able to give at a higher level, say $18 a month, we can send you two books, The Day Is Now Far Spent by Cardinal Robert Serra, and Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians by Mike Aquilina. At the higher level, $45 a month or $500 one-time gift will also include Peter by Dr. Tim Gray, a DVD series plus study guide. 888-291-8000.
And I see that we have lots of phone lines that are open right now. So when you call now, you'll get through conveniently, easily. You won't have to wait. Our average wait time yesterday was 11 seconds. You know, we monitor these things. Yeah, we monitor these things because we want to be as efficient as possible. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to donate. And so we're keeping track of that and ensuring that you can get through very, very quickly. One of the things that we frequently talk about here are the biblical principles that underlie giving. And we talked a little bit about those yesterday. We'll talk about them some more today and tomorrow. But one verse that a lot of people aren't even aware of or don't even think about in this connection is found in the Gospel of Luke. It's in Luke 6. It's verse 38. And it's after verse 37, of course. But what verse 37 says is, judge not and you will not be judged. How many times have you heard that, Cy?
Million.
Million, yeah. So if we had a nickel for every time you had heard someone say, judge not lest you be judged, we'd be doing well in this drive. However, even though that's the famous part of this statement Jesus makes, Jesus goes on to say something else, and it's directly concerned with giving. What he says is, in verse 38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. So this is directly about giving. This is not about some other subject. He's talking about giving. And when you may wonder, well, what's this thing about a good measure? What does that mean? That means, well, in the ancient world, they would measure out, you know how we measure like flour, for example, to make a cake or something, or pizza,
right?
Depending on whether you're sweet or savory at the moment. In the ancient world, they would measure grain, which they would then take home and turn into flour to make bread. But they therefore had measuring cups, essentially, measures that they would use, and they would pour the grain into it. So when Jesus says, when you give, it's going to be given to you in good measure, that means with a generous measure, not a stingy one that's going to try to squeeze you out of something like a dishonest merchant might in the grain marketplace. A generous measure that's actually going to give you more than you gave. And he then goes on to emphasize that, pressed down, to make sure all those grains get together. We put in as many grains as possible, shaken together, again, to make those grains go together so we can fit even more in the measure, and then running over. It's even so much, it's even going to spill out the top after it's been pressed down and shaken together. He says that's what you're going to get back when you give. Now, in some Christian circles, they'll have a direct equation between money and money. You know, this is the word faith thing, where you give money, you're going to get even more money.
Right.
Well, you may, if that's what's good for you. But what will happen is you'll be rewarded in the afterlife. Even if you don't see a financial surplus immediately in this life, you will get back more than you gave. It will, as Jesus promises, be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's what's going to be poured into your lap on the day of glory. And so we really do need to hear from you. You really will be rewarded for your generosity, not just by the thank yous we're going to give you, which are cool enough, but by Jesus himself in the next life. You have Jesus's word on it. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. 291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got lots of lines open, and we'd love to hear from you. And we do need your help.
And we have a very generous donor who has made $20,000 available this hour and said, hey, go raise the $20,000, and I'll give you an additional $20,000. So we'd like to match every dollar of that. So your donation, your pledge, your contribution to the effort is doubled this hour. If it's $100 that you give, $200 comes to us. If it's $500, $1,000 comes to us. We've had some very generous donors step forward with $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 donations since we've been on the air with this pledge drive. We're very, very grateful to those, but we're grateful to everybody. I mean, some have made a $5 donation. It's $10 to us, and it all adds up. It adds up very quickly. 888-291-8000. We need your call, however, 888-291-8000.
And we want to say thank you to some people who've been donating. Terrence has donated $500 one time. Suzanne has donated more than $100 one time. Also, Al, $600. Therese, $1,000, and others as well coming in, but we still are quite a ways from meeting our goal this hour. We're about a third of the way, a little more than a third of the way through this hour, and we are not yet a third of our way to the $20,000 goal. So we're running a little behind this hour, but with your help, we can make it.
888-291-8000, the number. As we said, there are lines open, plenty of lines right now open, 888-291-8000. But you can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do that anywhere in the world. And I got to say, for those of you who are Catholics out there and you listen to Catholic Answers, and we know that you support us with your prayers, you may well be regular listeners. There's lots of non-Catholics who call to support Catholic Answers, and we're very, very grateful for them. And why do they do it? Well, they tell us they do it because they say this program is needed. We hear that again and again. I'm sending you this money. I'm a Lutheran. I'm Episcopalian. Sometimes not even a Christian, but I'm sending you this money because this program is needed. It is needed. As a matter of fact, we need 100 or 1,000 more like it. And that can only happen with your help and support. I'll tell you what it is. And it's a partnership. It's a partnership. We do our part. We try to do our part. Some days we do it well. Some days, you know, we struggle like anybody else. But so I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we try to do our part. But our part doesn't mean anything if the lights aren't on and if the microphones don't work and if we're not able to send a signal out to hundreds of stations around the country and to outlets around the world. And that's the part that you make possible. We're very, very grateful for it, and we are entirely dependent on it. We don't have some backup means of funding, and I would stress it again because sometimes people did not hear it the first time. We don't get support from dioceses or from the church in the Vatican or from governments anywhere. Our support comes from our relationship with you, whether that support takes the form of prayers, which please send them our way, or takes the form of financial support, also please send that our way. We depend entirely on you. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 is the number. And please help us use up that $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Let's see if we can get another call in here. We want to keep doing our job. Jordan, you are up next. Jordan, are you there with your question for Jimmy Akin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, given that God will always either will or permit things for the greater good, how can petitional prayer retain its efficacy? Because God would have permitted or willed the greater good anyway.
Okay.
So
could you hear that?
I could. The question was, given that God can always bring about a greater good than an evil he allows, how can prayer, asking God for things, petitional prayer, how can that retain its efficacy? And the two issues are actually separate. Let's compare it to building a structure, okay? If I'm a carpenter I may be so skilled as a carpenter that even if another person comes in and builds something kind of wrong on the foundation, I'm so good as a carpenter, I can correct it by building on top of it and doing something better that results in a good building no matter what someone else has done.
Okay.
And that's essentially the way God is. No matter what we do, whether it's good or bad, that doesn't mean that the result is going to be bad. God will always make a good out of it. However, if someone does their part of something, let's say praying for something or bringing me a 2x4, that doesn't stop me from being able to do something good with that as well. So I can, whether someone prays or doesn't pray, God can bring about good, but that doesn't mean that when we cooperate with God, like we might cooperate with a carpenter by bringing him a 2x4, when we cooperate by praying, that God doesn't use that as part of his overall program.
Jordan, thanks very much. We've got a long way to go to meet that $20,000 match this hour. I know we can do it, but we really do need your help. Not exaggerating. We really do. 888-291-8000. Lines open right now.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Having a great time. Jimmy Akin here. Lots and lots of calls for Open Line. Open forum.
Open
Did
forum.
I say open line? What? Can't steal somebody else's title.
But we do have open lines for people to call.
That's what I was trying to say, Jimmy. Well done.
The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. We have Catholic Answers staffers standing by to receive your donation. We have some people we want to thank for their donations, including some very generous ones, including Jesus, who's donated $1,000. Joyce has donated $200. Colleen has donated more than $100. James has donated more than $150. And Therese has donated $1,000 as a one-time gift. When you're able to do that, when you're able to donate $1,000 or more as a one-time gift, or if you're able to donate $84 a month, then over the course of a year, that'll add up to more than $1,000, and you'll be enrolled in our President's Club, which is a special giving society we have. It has a variety of benefits. One of them is you get everything we publish for the next year for free. So we really do value your input. If you're able to donate $5,000 or more, and we do need some of these larger donations in order to make our goals for this drive, including the $20,000 matching challenge we have this hour.
Right.
We'll need some larger donations. If you're able to donate $5,000 or more, you'll become a member of our Founders Circle, which is another giving society. It also includes the benefits like getting everything we publish in the course of the year, but it also includes things like getting an invitation to a special event we have every year, which is a retreat for members of the Founders Circle, where we do a variety of things. There are spiritual components to it, but then also we seek your advice about how the ministry can best proceed forward, how it can best serve the cause of the gospel. We've got a lot of great ideas that have come to us from members of the Founders Club, and we'd love to hear what you have to say on these subjects. We brief people about the work of the ministry, including things that we're not yet ready to announce publicly, and we get input on them, and we really value all that our Founders Club members are able to do for us. The way to do that, and again, you don't have to do it all at once, could be spread over the course of a year, but the way to begin is by giving us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have quite a number of lines open for you right now. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works on your mobile device. It works from anywhere in the world, and it works 24/7. So you could be listening to us in the middle of the night, and you could go safely and securely to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there. And I see we've just gotten a new one-time donation from Regina for more than $2,000. Thank you so much, Regina. You're helping us make that goal. We're still on our way. We're not just a little bit over halfway to our goal for this hour, and we're a little bit more than halfway through the hour, so we do need to keep hearing from people.
But that sounds very doable, though. It sounds like we are within striking distance, so if you have been considering making your pledge, please call 888-291-8000. Let's use up the whole $20,000. It really means a lot to us when we do. Being funded for the next several months is a great position to be in. As I've said before, summer is always a difficult time. It's a difficult time in part because there's just not as many people out there at home, near the checkbook, near the phone, or in a position to be able to make that call. So summer's a little slow. You've been really generous with us thus far on this pledge drive. We need continued generosity to make both the goal this hour and the overall goal. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. We are going to go to calls. We got lots and lots of calls, and we want to keep doing that. But as you have heard over the course of these couple hour and a half we've been on the air today, I will remind you that there is an international reach to Catholic Answers with just thousands and thousands of listeners. I mean, every day we have folks who check in from places like Micronesia and the Philippines, from Australia, from Africa, from Asia.
Micronesia is such a big place for being such a small place.
Yeah. And we do have a gentleman who checks in quite often from Micronesia.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
I know. It's very awesome. I'll tell you what's really awesome, too. There are parts of the world in which it's not easy to get information about the Catholic Church. It's suppressed. In some cases, it's
dangerous to be a Catholic.
Dangerous to share that information or to make a conversion from another faith. We had the call last hour from a gentleman in Turkey. We get calls, we get letters, we get emails from places like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And you make that possible when you support Catholic Answers. You make that possible, and I can tell you, it actually changes lives. You are actually really changing people's lives.
And not when just you lives, it changes eternal destinies.
Amen. And I want to say that very clearly because we see the evidence every day. It's not always easy to share the evidence with you, but I can tell you all the time we are getting these messages that the ministry is fruitful, that it's making a difference all around the world, not just in where you are listening. I mean, it's there for your kids, your grandkids, your family, your neighbors, we hope, on a local signal. But it's all around the world. People are benefiting from getting simple, clear, direct answers about the Catholic faith and about what Jesus intends for people. And what he intends is love and love and more love. As Jimmy was saying, pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. So if you would make that call, please. There are a lot of lines open right now. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Paul in Braintree, Massachusetts, next door to where I used to live in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Paul is listening on 1060 AM, the Station of the Cross. Paul, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes. Hi, Jimmy. I know that it's embarrassment if a priest breaks the seal of confession, because what awaits him at that point is the ultimate embarrassment and humiliation of excommunication. But my question is this, you know, considering that the Holy See is in other words, the Holy Father is the final rules on excommunication. Between the time that it happens and when the Holy See rules on it, does the bishop who that priest is answerable to, is the bishop, is there anything in canon law allows the bishop the authority to have the priest lay aside while he's awaiting that fate of being excommunicated?
Okay, so let's clarify a couple things. So first of all, I mean, you're certainly correct that it would be an embarrassment for a priest to break the seal of confession, but it's more than an embarrassment, it's a crime. In fact, it is, under canon law, one of the gravest crimes there is. And if a priest breaks the seal of confession, he doesn't have to wait to be excommunicated. He is automatically excommunicated. That doesn't mean he's out of the church, but it does mean that his communion with the church has been impaired in a very serious way that, among other things, does not permit him to celebrate or receive the sacraments. And that is of itself, that's one of the effects. It also has other effects that apply to him. It can also, then, that excommunication can be formally declared. Also, in order to have that excommunication lifted, under ordinary circumstances, it's going to have to be appealed to Rome, because this is a reserved excommunication. And in addition to the penalty of excommunication, which automatically takes effect the instant he breaks the seal of confession, additional penalties can be inflicted up to and including dismissal from the clerical state. So it is possible for a priest to be laicized against his will if he breaks the seal of confession and is, for example, unrepentant and things like that. The church does not want and does not need priests who are willing to commit so horrendous an ecclesiastical crime.
Thanks, Paul, very, very much for the question. If I may say, just on a practical level, it worked for a diocese for a long time, and the immediacy and urgency with which that is treated is really impressive. If that accusation is made, that is very, very grave. Paul, thanks very, very much for the call. Again, lines remain open, and we are still trying to meet a $20,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to go to, 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Really, we're going to need some help here to make the match. We said that last hour, and we did make the match, so we know that it's quite possible, but your help is needed now. I want to also emphasize that if you're a new donor and you're maybe you haven't given before, and you know you might be thinking, well, I have a very small amount to give. It means a great deal to us to develop relationships with new donors, and that we do consider it a relationship. And also, for the first time, we've got a gift to give for any anybody who gives at any amount.
Yeah, that's brand new, but we always want to do what we can to add more value.
So we've got this talk from Father Hugh Barber on how to pray, and you just you couldn't get a finer person to spend
more
some time with.
A prayerful guy.
Yeah, a very, very prayerful person and a very helpful person, and we'd like to give it to you. So if it's a $5 pledge, if it's a $10 pledge, it's all going to be matched dollar for dollar. You know, if it's a $20 pledge or a $30 pledge, that too, it's all going to be matched dollar for dollar. But we also send you that talk. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you for your apostolate and encourage anyone who hasn't given to give whatever you can give to this much-needed apostolate. Your work is so important.
That's Victoria, a listener who called in to give us that support, and we do appreciate that support. And we hear from folks all the time about what it means to them that Catholic Answers reaches into the car, reaches into the home, reaches into the hospital or the prison. Just to mention prison, I mean, I get letters from people in prison, both chaplains who are helping people in prison and people who are doing their time, and they find us on the radio. And man, imagine that, getting to hear about the love and generosity of God and the forgiveness and mercy of God, if that's where you are. That's what you support when you call 888-291-8000.
And we've got a bunch of phone lines open. Actually, not only do we have a bunch of lines open for receiving your donations, that number is 888-291-8000. We also have a bunch of phone lines open for asking a question at the moment. So now's your chance. Oh. Give us a call, 888-318-7884. We've got time to answer a few more questions before the end of the show. We'd love to do that for you. And of course, we also need to hear from you on the donation front. The number for that is 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Hey, we're popular in Massachusetts today. My old stomping grounds, Dan in Medford, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross as well. Delighted to have your call, Dan. Your question for Jimmy Akin. Hi, Dan.
Yes, how are you?
Very well, Dan. Your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, my question is, seeing that in Book of Revelations, Jesus comes down on a horse as a savior, and I was wondering, does that indicate that there are animals in heaven?
It's difficult to say. The Book of Revelation also depicts in heaven, in the final state of mankind, there being 12 trees, or there being trees in the New Jerusalem that bear 12 kinds of fruit, one every month of the year. And it says the leaves of these trees are used for the healing of the nations. Well, also in the final state, we're not going to be getting sick. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to literally be needing healing, it would seem. And so it seems that some of this imagery connected with plants and, by extension, animals may not be meant to be literally. It's also not like Jesus needs a horse to come back on. We're told, I mean, that he's going to return from heaven the same way he ascended, and that was without the aid of a Pegasus. So,
it's true. Yeah.
He's not going to need a Pegasus to come back. There's also a question about the passage you're referring to. It occurs in Revelation chapter 19, which is before Revelation 20. And some interpreters, and I would tend to fall into this camp, would say that the appearance of Jesus in Revelation 19 is not itself a reference to the second coming. Instead, it's a reference to Jesus coming in victory over his opponents, perhaps, for example, in AD 70 or otherwise early in church history. It's not the first coming or the second coming. It's what's sometimes called his middle coming. And the horse in that case is not, he doesn't literally descend from heaven. He doesn't have a literal horse, but the horse, because the horse was a military animal as opposed to a donkey, which was a civilian transport, the horse is a military animal. And so the horse is there as a symbol of Christ's spiritual victory over the powers that oppose him. So that's how I would look at that. Having said that, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's totally possible there will be animals and plants in the final stage of world history. There's a biosphere now that includes animals and plants, and humans are integrated into the biosphere in various ways. I can't say for sure there are going to be animals and plants in the eternal order, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Dan, thanks very, very much for that. And thanks to everybody who has called. The lines are more than half full, so we still have some lines open, and we're very grateful to those who have called, 888-291-8000. We're going to continue to just keep going to calls and answering questions, but I want to keep making you aware of the fact that we have not yet reached our $20,000 match this hour. We're going to need some help in order to do it, and that there are lines open to take your calls, 888-291-8000. Just so you know, if you go online and do it at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, as Jimmy said, it's a phone-friendly website, but if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge, that is matched as well, and it's counted in the match immediately. So we see that there as well. So either way, it's the same. It all goes to the same place, and we are very grateful for anybody who visits 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next, Jordan in North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. You are up, Jordan. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, well, first I just wanted to thank you guys. Catholic Answers played a role in my conversion 3 years ago from my Protestant faith.
Wow,
and
awesome.
So I just wanted to thank you all for that.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
So my question is, I moved to a parish, and for the Our Father and the Creed, our priest will stand up front and start those prayers,
mm-hmm.
and then go silent after the first few lines.
Oh.
And it's not something that I've ever experienced before. So I was just wondering, like, liturgically, like, is that not okay? Or just kind of wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, there are ways of praying these prayers antiphonally, or where you kind of divide them up, where one person says the first part and another person says the second part. That's commonly done, for example, when people are saying the rosary. And also, it's sometimes done in the context of the rosary when the Our Father is being said. So it may be that the priest is applying that in this situation. I'm not aware of a rule that says he can't do it that way. If he were to omit praying them all together, that would be very unusual, and I think that would be a problem. But if he's beginning a prayer, I would assume that means he's affirming the content of the entire prayer and is choosing to do this antiphonally. It might not be 100% exactly what the legislator has envisioned, but just based on the facts you describe, I wouldn't say that there's anything necessarily malicious happening here.
Thanks very much for that call. Appreciate it, Jordan. I'm going to keep moving because I want to get to as many folks as I can. And I also want to take a moment between calls to remind folks that there are people standing by to take your call. We are just about two-thirds of the way through our summer pledge drive. We sometimes refer to the summer slump. It's not just us, but it's common among nonprofits who rely on donations to do their work to experience a kind of slump in the summer. You're helping us through it if you pick up that phone right now and call 888-291-8000.
And we want to thank Greg, who's given a one-time $1,000 gift, which qualifies for the President's Club. Also, Lewis, who's given a $100 one-time gift. Thank you so much. Mike has given a one-time $50 gift. Jackie has done the same. So has Catherine. Also, Joy has made a recurring gift of $250, which will put her in the President's Club in about 4 months. So that's awesome. Thank you so much, Joy. Chad has donated $500 one time. Keith has donated $25 one time. Every donation, here's one from Richard for $10, but that's once a month. So that comes up to $120. Everybody's donation counts. Every bit helps. Thank you so much. We do have lines open for you right now at 888-291-8000 with Catholic Answers staffers waiting to take your call. And also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. The number, 888-291-8000. Staff ready to take your call. When you talk to somebody, when you call that number, you are talking to a member of the Catholic Answers staff. They have taken the afternoon to answer phones. So, and they'll be delighted to talk with you. You can ask them what department they work in. But if you want to get through it quickly, they'll get you through in about 60 seconds. Unless it's Chris Check, you'll be out of there in a minute. If you got to run, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Richard, you're next. Your question for Jimmy. Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you. Two parts. The first is, I'd like some references on really getting smart on a reasonable and explanation and understanding of revelations as it has to do with the second coming, what do they call it? The
rapture might be in your mind.
Rapture, yeah. All of that. So that's the first part. I would like some references there. The second is, how do I respond to the quote in Thessalonians where Paul essentially gives a play-by-play description on how the end is going to happen? You know, there's going to be fire. You're going to do I'm not sure what verse it is, but it's somewhere in Thessalonians that got quoted to me this morning.
Okay. So the in terms of resources on the Book of Revelation in general, we actually have some that are available for you for free at Catholic.com. If you go to Catholic.com and just type in Revelation or Book of Revelation, you'll find a number of different things. We have some tracks, some of the things I myself wrote. Also, you can type in Rapture, and you'll find information right there available to you for free. There are also some books that you can get from different Catholic sources. For example, Paul Thigpen, I believe it was, wrote a book called The Rapture Trap that deals with this rather extensively. I've written various things about this. You could type in my name, Jimmy Akin, just in Google, Jimmy Akin and Revelation, or Jimmy Akin and Rapture, and a variety of different things will come up. I've had some episodes of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World devoted to the subject of the Book of Revelation. In terms of the specific passage you're thinking about in 1 Thessalonians, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be 1 Thessalonians 4:17, which is one where Paul talks about how the Lord will descend from heaven, and there will be the shout of an archangel and a trumpet, and then the dead who are in Christ shall arise first, and then we will all be caught up to meet Jesus in the air, and we will always be with the Lord. And it's true, this does refer to an event that will occur in the future. It is, if you want, you can call it a rapture. The Catholic Church doesn't use that term. Some Catholics may. The Church doesn't really have a term for this, but you could call it rapture. The term rapture comes from a Latin root that means to catch away.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sure, believers are going to be caught away to be with Jesus, to meet him in the air. What happens? Two questions. When does this happen, and what happens next?
Okay.
Because according to most of our Protestant friends who talk about the rapture, they will say this isn't going to happen at the end of the world. It's not going to happen at the second coming. It's going to happen more than 1,000 years before the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this theory, what's going to happen is then after people get caught up to be with Jesus in the air, they're going to go back to heaven for a period while all hell breaks loose on earth, and then Jesus is going to come back, have the second coming, and have an earthly reign of 1,000 years before the end of the world. Okay, that's not what's supported here. This is not some time way before the end of the world. You read carefully what St. Paul says, and this is the final coming of Christ when this happens. It is at the end of the world, not more than 1,000 years before. Also, what's the background to this image? This is something that people who have the rapture view in the Protestant community typically aren't even aware of. But it was common when a dignitary was coming to your town go meet the dignitary outside of the town and then escort him back as a sign of honor, that you're showing honor to him and receiving him. And so if Caesar came to your town, you're not going to wait till Caesar shows up at the gates and is knocking on the gates.
Right.
You're going to go out and meet Caesar and herald him back into the town and escort him back in with honor. That's otherwise he's going to be mad when he gets there.
Who is it? Caesar. Yeah.
We even see this with St. Paul. When St. Paul is going to Rome, if you read Acts chapter 28, he leaves the island of Malta. He's going to Rome, and Christians from Rome come out to meet him as a dignitary way outside of Rome and then escort him back. This is a common thing. So when Jesus returns, are we going to wait until Jesus is knocking at the door? Not according to 1 Thessalonians. We're going to be caught up to meet him in the air, and then we're going to escort him back to earth for the final judgment. That's what happens next.
Thanks very much for that call, Richard. Hey, we got open forum 2 hours tomorrow. Jimmy Akin will be here for both of them, the same Jimmy Akin who's here right now. So the quality of the answers will be just as high tomorrow as today.
And want to let you know, folks, we did make our challenge for this hour. Thank you so much. We're going to have more challenges tomorrow. So please be thinking about what you may be able to afford. Also, if you go ahead and call us, we have people standing by right now. And in the interim, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and help us make this drive a success.
Everybody who donates in any amount gets the talk from Father Hugh Barber. So make your pledge in any amount at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or call right now, because they'll keep answering the phones, 888-291-8000.